I haven't asked you, but when did you see a Turner painting for the first time?
It's a very good question. It's a question that I know, I realize I don't know the exact answer to. What I do know is this. When I, by the time I would be 14 or something, I could tell you all about Picasso and, you know, and Braque, or the Impressionists, or even, dare I say it, Salvador Dali, who at 14 I thought was fun. I've maybe reformed my view of that. But I think Turner, Constable, landscape painting, boring biscuit tins and chocolate boxes, really. I mean, I don't think I really, he was really on my radar. But in my early 20s, I went to art school. And you couldn't be at a London art school in the 60s without starting to go to the galleries and to look at and understand, appreciate, and eventually love Turner, really, and I certainly did. I think he's an extraordinary painter. And, but so somewhere in the 60s, I started to get it, really. But I can't tell you the single moment of revelation when I looked at A. Turner and the penny dropped.
Well, it's something that I haven't met anyone who doesn't like Turner.
No, well, I think that's right. And I'm quite sure we could dig some out if we really looked people, you know. But no, I think you, yeah, I think probably if there is such a species of humanity that doesn't like Turner, it's because they're probably not looking at it. They're just looking at it in a very, very uninquiring way and not seeing what's actually there, but actually seeing, as I probably did as a young teenager, sort of chocolate box lids and not really seeing boring landscape. But once the, anyone that really looks will see something very extraordinary, whatever the painting or drawing.
What I find fascinating in the way you portray Turner yourself, and Timothy Spall incarnates him, is that and by the end of the movie, we can't say if he's a good guy or bad guy, or if he was nice or if he wasn't nice. I mean, he was a bit of an ass, but then not only that.
No,
he was a genius, but then again, a bit stupid.
Yeah.
I love that idea that although it's called Turner, and you know what you're going to see, you discover a very human being.
Yes, and with respect, it's not called Turner, it's called Mr. Turner, and the reason why it's called Mr. Turner and not Turner is precisely because it's actually a portrait of a guy, you know, a bloke, a vulnerable, real, less than perfect person like you and me, who happens to do something extraordinary, you know.
Yeah, he's still a genius in his work. So.
Oh, yeah, no question.